I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The thyroid is a small but very important hormonal gland that helps regulate many functions to keep us healthy. To talk about the thyroid gland is Dr. Timothy Lyons. He's the director of the Division of Endocrinology at MUSC. Dr. Lyons, what's the basic job of the thyroid?
The thyroid is a gland which weighs about an ounce, located at the front of the neck, just above the breastbone and shaped like the letter H, and it makes thyroid hormone. And thyroid hormone, as with any hormone, is released by the gland into the bloodstream and has effects on what we call target tissues elsewhere in the body. In the case of thyroid hormone, the target tissue is all cells in the body, and it controls their metabolic rate.
Is there much that we can do proactively to keep our thyroid healthy and operating optimally?
In the past, problems with the thyroid were often caused by deficiency of iodine. So iodine is an element which is necessary to make thyroid hormone. So around the Great Lakes region, 100 years ago, about 40% of people had goiters, which was an enlarged thyroid gland, the result of iodine deficiency, where the gland was failing to make enough thyroid hormone. That doesn't happen much anymore because we have iodine supplementation of the diet. But nevertheless, we may be a bit on the borderline, and as people eat less salt, which is most commonly supplemented with iodine, iodine consumption may not be adequate. In pregnancy, women need about 50% more than usual, so they should choose prenatal supplements which provide some iodine in addition to the vitamins that they need.
And what are some of the thyroid diseases or conditions related to thyroid?
We can have an overactive thyroid or an underactive thyroid. Many of the reasons those conditions develop are driven by what we call autoimmunity, where the immune system is affecting the thyroid in such a way as to make it either overactive or underactive. And because the hormone affects essentially all of the body, the effects of either over or underactivity are really body-wide.
And what are some of the symptoms that a person might notice if they have either an overactive thyroid or an underactive thyroid?
Put simply, an overactive thyroid turns up the body's metabolic rate, raises oxygen consumption, patient becomes hungry, loses weight, has a fast heart rate, shaky, sweaty, doesn't sleep well. And a patient with an underactive thyroid is the opposite. They are sluggish, cold, gain weight, are constipated, have a slow pulse rate, and they may also have a high cholesterol level. And if you have a high cholesterol level, thyroid function needs to be checked to make sure that that's not the cause.
And are those thyroid conditions easily diagnosed when someone goes to the doctor?
Yes and no. In some cases, they're quite obvious, but particularly underactive thyroid can have a very slow and gradual onset, and people may just attribute it to getting older. So it's important to have what we call a high index of suspicion, both for patients and doctors.
And Dr. Lyons, what about thyroid cancer? How common and what should people look out for?
Thyroid cancer is quite common and unfortunately probably becoming more common, perhaps in part because we're better at detecting it. If you notice any enlargement of your thyroid gland or other people comment on a nodule in the front part of the neck, then anyone should have it checked out as soon as possible. The good news about thyroid cancer is that in the vast majority of cases, the outlook is excellent and it can be very effectively managed. But as with any cancer, if it's caught early, it's much better than catching it late.
Dr. Lyons, thanks for this information about the thyroid gland.
You're very welcome, Bobby. Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.